Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
Jewish tradition holds that on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, God writes the name of each person in the book of life or death for the upcoming year. Then on Yom Kippur, that fate is sealed. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are called in Hebrew Yamim Noraim, the days of awe. During this time, there is a strong emphasis on repentance, prayer, and charity. I remember as a little girl running around doing good deeds before Rosh Hashanah. I would ask forgiveness from my friends for anything I might have done to hurt them. As a child, Rosh Hashanah was really when I began developing my personal relationship with God, because I would spend the whole holiday telling Him all of the things I wanted Him to grant me for the upcoming year, ranging from good health to a new Nintendo game. I was a child, after all. When the holiday of Rosh Hashanah ended, I truly felt as though God was my loving Father. I always left synagogue on this holy day with the feeling of peace and joy. Now that I'm older, I take time to call friends and loved ones before the holiday and share memories of the previous year in tears and laughter. The prayers that are sung in synagogue over Rosh Hashanah still move my soul. I have realized that each year I grow a little closer to God and a bit more faithful. The older I get and more experiences I have, the more awed I am by His greatness. Wishing you all a Shana Tova, a Happy New Year. With prayers for peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.